Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Better Living. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi, a returning guest and group back in the studio. It's Heavenly Mimi. I got two representatives in studio with me to talk about the group and also a huge event they have coming up on October 5th. We're going to start with their executive director and founder, Allison Bird Haley. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
It's good to see you again.
Good seeing you as well.
How you been?
I'm good. Busy. Life is really busy.
Really busy.
Really. But busy's good.
Busy is always good.
Yes.
I absolutely agree with you on that. Let's talk real quick about what the organization is. Do a refresher for everybody who maybe didn't listen to our first interview before we talk about the event, which once again, October 5th. I'm just going to keep hammering it throughout
October
the interview
5th,
today.
October 5th. Yes.
Thank you very much. All right. Tell us about Heavenly Mimi. What do you guys do?
So Heavenly Mimi is a nonprofit I established 6 years ago. It is in memory of my mom, Marilyn Mimi Laporta. So we help cancer patients, and not just breast cancer, liver cancer. We help all cancers in any age range. And the reason why it's so important to me is my son, who's now almost 23, is a 20-year survivor. So he had a rare cancer. My mom had a rare cancer. And so I wanted to help anybody that was going through that experience and bless people. People blessed me when my son was unfortunately going through that, and we had to go to Philadelphia. And so I thought one day I'll bless people. And then my mom, fast forward, gets cancer. And then when she passes, I thought, I'm going to do it in memory of her.
They both had very obscure forms of cancer,
correct,
if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Was it did they have the same form?
No. My son had retinoblastoma, so that's in the retina, and he is blind in the left eye, but he doesn't know anything different. That's just how his life has been. And my mom had unknown primary, which is very rare. 5% of the population gets that type of cancer, which means you don't know where it started. It just happened, and you just treat it with whatever you treat it with. And so it's rare because usually with chemos and radiations, you kind of know how to treat it depending on what form of cancer it is, breast cancer, liver cancer, lung cancer.
Seems like they would have a better name than unknown primary.
I know, because I tell people, what? I'm like, let me explain it. So, yeah, you would think it would be a unique name.
Yeah, it needs a better name.
Right.
But you started the organization, as you mentioned, because you received help and you...
Yes.
Looked at the journey that you went in not once but twice in your life, and
yes,
this was what got you moving on Heavenly Mimi. Now, you started, I want to say, you said 6 years ago, 2014?
Yes.
What was it about that time that made you finally decide, it's time for me to start this organization?
My son graduated high school. I mean, because I
you
wanted...
You flat out had time.
Yes, I had time.
I
because
love that.
My daughter was gone, then my son graduates. I thought, this is the time. I wanted to do it right after my mom passed, and that was my daughter's senior year, but I thought, I want to be fair to both my kids, get them through high school, and then this was my time. And I felt like enough time passed, and I grieved the loss of my mom, and here I was in a great position.
You have time to look back now. Was that the right move? Did you
yes.
plan it correctly?
Yes.
Because you were able to give it the right amount of attention?
Yes, because I think that if I did it when my kids were in school, then I would be juggling too much on my plate, and I wanted to be fair to my children, and I wanted to be fair to the organization. I wanted to give it my all, which I do every day.
How much time do you spend on the organization? And I don't know how you would break that down, either by day or by week. I'm always interested in people that take these kind of endeavors on how it actually affects their day-to-day life. How much time do you spend on this? How do you look at that?
I look at it as a full-time job. Even though I do I have a full-time, you know, career, it is a full-time job. And especially full-time now because we are on the home stretch for our October 5th event.
Boots and Bling,
that's
the annual
right.
fundraiser happening Saturday, October 5th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. More details on that coming up. So you have a full-time job and you have another full-time job, which is Heavenly Mimi.
Correct.
Do you have any interest in one day only doing Heavenly Mimi?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, my full-time job or career is I'm a health insurance broker, which I'm very blessed because I believe I'm educated on that because I've done it and been in the medical field almost 25 years. I think I want to help people beforehand. I want everybody to have a critical illness policy. because I want them to have the funds and not have to find charities or just find a lot of charities to help support because they're in such a loss. So it works hand in hand with what I do. So I'm grateful.
Is it frustrating to be in the insurance industry and then see the effects that people have to go through?
Yes.
So you get to see both sides of this. You see how insurance helps people.
Yes.
You also see how it hurts people.
Yes.
And this organization, Heavenly Mimi, kind of fills in all those gaps.
Yes.
Does that push the organization in a more productive way because you understand that world so well?
It does. And I think it's because I've experienced personally, professionally. So it does give me drive. And my whole thing is I've always wanted to be an educator. I thought when I was younger I was going to be a teacher. Mm. And I think we educate in different ways. You know, I'm not educating elementary school. I'm educating what I do every day with both things I, you know, have.
Well, it's important because no one gets an education on that stuff. And
nope.
It becomes maybe one of the most important aspects of your life. If you
right.
have to deal with any kind of medical issue, no matter how big or small, and insurance needs to get involved, it can be a mess and it can happen quickly.
Right. And people always think it's never going to happen to me. And it does.
It happens all too often. And you see that professionally and also with the organization.
Correct.
Let's talk about the programs and services that Heavenly Mimi offers. You can always find more info at heavenlymimi.org. But you're here.
I am
and
here.
You know it better than anybody else.
That's
so
true. Yeah,
what does the
so.
Organization offer?
So we offer gas cards. I feel like you've got to get to and from treatment. And so many times people are like, I can't get to treatment. I'm like, I don't understand. That just shocks me. Mm. And it breaks my heart. And they're taking the bus. And I'm like, you're not taking the bus home or, you know, whatever, Uber, when you feel awful from chemo or whatever you're experiencing. So we offer gas cards, hotel stays. And hotel stays are very important to me. When my son had to travel to Philly, we had to stay in a hotel. And a lot of people, they need that just because they need to be near a facility. We're seeing the doctor. So we'll pay more than 45 miles from a treatment facility. We'll pay for that. And the medical bills. Medical bills, this is why people go into bankruptcy, their house gets foreclosed on, is medical debt. So we will help with the medical bill. And then, of course, being the medical field, we pay for mammograms. Prevention is key.
Were mammograms added later, or is that something you always wanted to
I always
help wanted
out to
with?
Do. Because I think that if you can get cancer at the stage one, it's a lot easier to treat than stage four. So I think if you can go in and be, I guess, examined and, you know, or just have a mammogram to know what is going on, I think that helps.
A lot more organizations that I talk to are focusing on the prevention aspect of whatever
yes.
it is that they work on. Was that a common sense thing for you? Was it seeing it in the insurance field? Was it just being a part of Heavenly Mimi? What prompted you to really want to get people moving on the idea of prevention?
I think my experience, I worked for a gynecologist over 15 years ago, and so many women came in and they didn't have mammograms for years, and then unfortunately got diagnosed with cancer. And the doctor discussed it with me all the time. If they just got their yearly mammograms like they should have, we would have caught it. They wouldn't be in this, you know, situation where they're getting this invasive chemo or this radiation or have to have surgery. It could have been a better, you know, outcome for them if they just was, you know, educated or had the funds to go get their mammograms like they should.
Back again to the idea of education.
Yes.
How large is that aspect in this organization? You are physically giving things to people to help them on this journey. But again, we've talked about education. Is that becoming more of a thing that you guys are focusing on?
Yes. I mean, I do educate when people do call me if they have questions. I mean, I don't give them any medical advice, but I educate them on where they can go for certain services. And I try to give them inspiration. That's another thing. I try to inspire people. I want them to feel like they can do this. They can overcome this. And I always believe in miracles. Even though they may be getting a dreary diagnosis, there's always a miracle. There's always hope.
What does inspiration look like to you when you're talking to these people? Is it the idea that they will overcome the disease? Is it the idea of finding happiness in a hard spot? When you think about the idea of inspiration and being a positive influence on people through this organization, mm-hmm. how does that manifest itself?
I think that it's hard when you are, I mean, trust me, I've never been diagnosed with cancer, but I've been, you know, have people, you know, cut me off in traffic, and you try to think, okay, don't, this is something minor, need to reflect on something that is positive in your life, you know, and when they've been diagnosed with cancer, it's a major thing. And you've got to think of a lot of the blessings in your life. And I don't know, like I said, I haven't been there, but I try to give them, hey, you know, you've got two great kids, you've got a great husband, you know, you have this going for you. Just think of the positive. And a lot of times when you have that mindset, it makes it easier for you to go through a, I think, treatment.
Positive mental attitude.
Yes.
It really does matter.
It does.
Heavenly Mimi is the organization. You can find them online at heavenlymimi.org. Allison Bird Haley is my guest, one of my guests. Let's talk about Boots and Bling. You guys got a big event happening October 5th. What's going on?
So since cancer is a jury diagnosis, I want something happy. So we always do, this is our fourth annual one, we do a theme. And so this year's Boots and Bling, it just fits, you know, being in Texas.
It's very Dallas.
Right. Very Dallas.
Yes. I like the, when I saw what the name of it was, I thought, all right, that's good.
Yes. So it'd be very fun. A lot of great, you know, auction items. So silent auction, live auction, raffle items. We have great speakers. I think that, you know, definitely says it all when you can implement both those. And then, you know, great food and spirits. People are going to have lots of fun and, you know, a 2.5 hour there will be poured into. And then we will talk about the cause a little bit for people to know what we do and how we need there to help us, you know, flourish in our, you know, journey of helping cancer patients.
When you look at the first fundraiser that you had to this one now, what are some of the differences?
It's grown substantially.
Is it crazy to see that growth?
It is crazy. And I feel like I'm very blessed because I've met so many great people that have poured into me and I've made lifelong friends from something so bad happening to me.
That is interesting that you were able to look at it like that. And it's probably one of the more important things. Like
right.
You were just talking about staying positive. All these horrific things happen to you, but you have really been able to turn it into a massive force for good.
Correct. Yes.
Got to feel good.
It does feel good. You know, I mean, I would, you know, pay anything to have my mom back, but just, you know, it never will be that. And I understand that. And I'm blessed that my son survived because there is a lot of people that do not have that outcome. My son was in treatment with a little boy who passed. And I thought, I feel so bad because my son survived and her son didn't. And just, it's like a sad reality. You try to talk to people and, you know, you feel like you're sometimes part of their club if they've lost a parent and you're like, oh, I've lost a parent too. And, you know, but then it's harder for me to talk to parents that have had children that have passed. And I'm like, I don't want to tell my child survived because that's like gloating, which they would be grateful that my child survived. And I just feel, you know, it's kind of torn at times on, but you kind of gauge who you need to say things to and what you need to say at the right time.
Of course. And that's something you're going to learn with an organization
yes.
like this quickly.
Quickly.
But you're doing good things for good people.
Thanks. I try to every day.
And that's what this organization is all about. Boots and Bling, the annual fundraiser happening Saturday, October 5th. From 6 to 8:30 p.m. It's at the Lincoln Experience Center in Frisco. Is that the first time y'all are holding something there?
Yes. And so Lincoln Experience is an experience. It is in the Star Complex where, you know, Cowboys have training camp. So if anybody has been down there, it's a great place to kind of, you know, go. And then afterwards, they can, you know,
it's also a great
go downstairs.
Draw for, it's a great draw for people who haven't been
yes.
there yet to go check it
yeah.
out. So
because you can go down afterwards and just go, there's a strip of just, you know, restaurants and
all kinds
walk,
of stuff.
Yeah, walk around. And so it's going to be really nice. I'm
That's
excited.
Great. Silent and live auctions in addition to a load of other things that are happening. This
Absolutely.
Is going to be a big event. Tickets available right now, $60 per person, or get the deal, $100
deal.
Per couple.
Yes.
It's all there.
It's all there.
It's all there for everybody.
Yes.
It'd be, you're raising money.
Yes.
You're helping out a good cause.
Yes.
Good date night.
Yes. And kids are coming. Some kids will come.
And kids are coming, too.
Yes.
So family friendly.
Not like tons of kids. Kids.
There will be some children there.
There will be some children.
Like those
behave children.
The real classy wedding vibe where there's,
yes.
there's kids, but only a few select kids.
Right.
They're the ones you want to have there.
Right.
MC'd by Richard Armenta. I will be speaking to his wife coming up next. Barbie's going to be our next guest. All right, real quick. Let's just hammer it again. Boots and Bling, the annual fundraiser for Heavenly Mimi, happening Saturday, October 5th. At the Lincoln Experience Center in Frisco. Details at heavenlymimi.org.
Yes. I mean, people coming will help us, you know, with our cause, and just we can help more and more people. So that's really why I want to encourage people to come and attend. And then I want them to know about us and then have fun while doing it.
I wish you the best of luck. I know it's going to be a huge success. One last time, if you want tickets or more information, heavenlymimi.org. Allison Bird Haley, it was great seeing you again. Good luck.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.